Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
September 28, 1805. 10 days left. The continuing illness among the party is of great concern to Captain Clark, as he is anxious to move on. It will be slow going if they have to make the rest of the trip on horseback rather than in canoes. But horseback it will be if no one is well enough to make the canoes. Clark's goal is to be underway by at least October 7, which is just 10 days from now. Today's entry reflects his frustration with the situation.
Our men nearly all complaining of their bowels, a heaviness at the stomach and lax. Some of those taken first getting better. A number of Indians about us, gazing, etc. This day proved very warm and sultry, nothing killed. Men complaining of their diet of fish and roots. All that is able, working at the canoes. Several Indians leave us today. The raft continues on down the river. One old man informed us that he had been to the white people's fort at the falls and got white beads, etc. His story was not believed, as he could explain nothing. Captain William Clark, September 28, 1805.
It has already been established that the tale of white people living at Celilo Falls, now known as the Dalles in Oregon, was a myth. But apparently the old codgers liked telling it. While Clark fretted about his men, his Shoshone guide, Old Toby, quietly applied himself to making more flint points. Toby is an interesting character, recommended to the captains by Sacajawea's brother, Shoshone Chief Kameoate, as being well acquainted with the country to the north of the Salmon River. Toby was hired by the captains. According to the Lewis and Clark Companion, John Rees, a trader who lived among the Shoshone for 15 years in the late 1870s, learned many of the nuances of the Shoshonean language. He wrote that the employment of Toby was the only instance of Lewis and Clark hiring a guide. "I once happened to ask a Shoshone what was meant by Toby," Rees wrote. "Without uttering a word, he made the sign of one leading another. When Rees inquired how such a name originated in his language, he replied, 'Tosativa Kube,' meaning, 'furnished white man with brains,' distinguishing between the black-white man, York, and the white men." Fortunately for the Corps of Discovery, Toby's familiarity with the tribes and topography of the region remained relatively intact despite his advanced age. When Toby decided in early October that he no longer wanted to guide, he and his son ran off to the mountains, taking 2 horses with them for their services. Toby's reluctance to proceed was perhaps because, as Sergeant Gass suspected, he was afraid of being cast away passing the rapids, after witnessing a close call with the canoe in rough water. Among other possible reasons for Toby's quick departure were the threat of winter and the fact he may simply have come to the end of the world as he knew it. Tomorrow, Lewis, very sick.
Throughout the month of September, Day by Day with Lewis and Clark has been written by Whit Hansen, with editorial assistance from Ed Jacobson, and produced by Lenny Holloman at Yellowstone Public Radio. Hear other days with Lewis and Clark at yellowstonepublicradio.org.